What qualities make a role model? Any person who is to be considered a role model must have not only just one, but a number of admirable qualities. A good role model must first be in a position of some consequence in order to have people to look up to them. This also demonstrates that they are hard-working and have successfully striven for excellence. Alongside material success, they must also demonstrate that they are of good character. This can be evinced through personal traits such as empathy, humility, and integrity. If a person is able to marry these two spheres of professional and personal distinction, they will easily be accepted by anyone as an outstanding role model. What types of people will inspire children to do interesting things? The youth of today are generally becoming less interested in traditional public figures within society. Nowadays, children spend more time than ever online using social media. Because of this, the figures in a position with the most influence over children are social media influencers. Influencers can take a variety of different forms. Some simply produce entertaining content for the internet and often inspire the children of their audience to take up creative pursuits in an attempt to emulate their success and lifestyle. Others might be intensely politically involved and thus inspire their young viewership to become more invested in activism for important causes in the world today. Who do you think will inspire children more, parents or teachers? If a child's home life is unpleasant through a poor relationship with their parents, it is unlikely that a teacher would be able to inspire them, no matter how good they are. In general, the potential for a parent to inspire their child is far greater than a teacher, as, in most cases, the parent is a more immediate and constant part of the child's environment. Moreover, whereas the teacher must inspire solely through an academic context, the parent, being present in all aspects of a child's life, has the opportunity to inspire them in a greater number of ways. Should adults encourage young children to set their own goals? It is the duty of every parent to both support their child in whatever aspirations they may develop, and to prepare them to be self-sufficient later in their adulthood. Because of this, encouraging a child to set their own goals for their later life, whilst simultaneously advising them to consider how these goals might be realistically achieved, is excellent parenting. If a child remains aimless and unmotivated throughout their adolescence, they will most likely carry these harmful traits into their adulthood and thus find it difficult to support themselves on their own. Therefore, it is essential that all parents encourage their children to consider what they want to do with their life and to set goals for themselves,